It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's one of the final nights of high school basketball here in 2021, and tonight it's a non-league matchup to wrap up what has been a wild, crazy 2021 high school sports season. Tonight our matchup, the Donovan West Mustangs and the Valley Falls Dragons. Donovan West on the road here at Valley Falls. Alongside Kirk Kilman, Johnny Kane here with you. We'll start this matchup by talking about the visitors. Donovan West Mustangs and their sixth-year head coach Perry Smith off to a 4-1 start to the year. They did suffer their first loss back on Friday. That was to Valley Heights, 53-36. The Mustangs, though, they feature one of the better offenses around this area, averaging 56 points per game. This is after going 20-4 a year ago and reaching the semifinals of the state tournament. Obviously lost several girls off of that team, but did return a solid core and have gotten off to a great start here in this 2021-22 season. Valley Falls, meanwhile, under fourth-year head coach Jordan Hale, they are 3-2, started 2-0. Their losses this year have come to ACCHS, Jackson Heights, and they do have wins over Oskaloosa, Horton, and Pleasant Ridge. That Pleasant Ridge win was back on Friday, 31-26. Valley Falls went just 4-16 last year, but they've already got 3 wins so far here in this campaign. That's because, well, they returned the entire varsity roster from just a year ago. So, Valley Falls Dragons, they are still very young, mainly sophomores, a couple of juniors in there, and only one senior on this roster for fourth-year head coach Jordan Hale. So, with that, we owe you a pregame timeout. We'll come back, we'll get your starters, and then tip this game off between the Donovan West Mustangs and the Valley Falls Dragons here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
So come home to Foster Ford and Holton.
Let Ray, Scott, Jordan, or myself, Lonnie Coder,
help you find solid, reliable transportation when you're ready for your next vehicle purchase.
Oh, the holiday, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Come home. Come home to the friendly folks at Foster Ford, Highway 75 in Holton.
GM Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's a season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GM Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Hey Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Valley Falls. Just about set for this girls' non-league matchup between the Donovan West Mustangs and the Valley Falls Dragons. This game is brought to you by Rainbow Communications, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Alongside Kirk Tillman, Johnny came back with you. Let's get to our starting lineups for tonight's matchup, and we'll begin with the visitors from Donovan West under 60-year head coach Perry Smith. Pretty much the same five that started all season long, starting things off with junior Kyra Johnson, junior Claire Cole, senior Jaden Taylor. She is tied for the team lead in points per game at 12 points tonight. Sydney Smith, the senior, and the junior Avery Weathersby. She averages 12 points tonight along with Jaden Taylor. So again, for the Mustangs, it's Johnson, Cole, Taylor, Smith, and Weathersby, the starting five tonight. All five of these girls have a ton of varsity experience and gained a lot of it last year in that state tournament run. Valley Falls, meanwhile, under fourth-year head coach Jordan Hale, a 5'6 sophomore Lauren Brown, 5'7 junior Lillian Darvo, 5'8 sophomore Corey Kirkwood, 5'8 sophomore Renee Myers, and 5'6 senior Michaela Yates. So for the Dragons, that's Brown, Darvo, Kirkwood, Myers, and Yates. Out of the Western, the road navy blue uniforms, orange numerals trimmed in white. They'll go from right to left in this first half. Valley Falls in their home whites with black numerals trimmed in gold. They will go from left to right. So with that, we're ready to go. Kirkwood steps into the center circle for the Dragons. Jaden Taylor for Donovan West. Referee tops the basketball up, and we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by Valley Falls. Donovan West will start in the man-to-man. It'll be Myers up on top, controlling it for the Dragons. She'll drive in, throw up a wild shot high off the window, and then tap it out of bounds. But it'll be Valley Falls basketball. Valley Falls only averaging around 35 points a game, so the offense hasn't been great, and now on the inbounds pass, they'll get hit with their first turnover. It's a 5-second violation. Valley Falls going to go with some pressure here against Donovan West. Taylor has it in the backcourt. Kicks it to the far side. Hits it to Johnson. Al Cole back to Johnson in the right front court. Valley Falls now going to back up in a 3-2 zone. Johnson still out on top. Kicks in the left corner to Smith. Down low to Weathersby on the left block. Kicked it cross court to Taylor. She steps into a three-pointer, and it's good. So Jaden Taylor gets the scoring started. Donovan West leads 3-0. We're 45 seconds in. And Taylor is tied for the team lead in scoring at 12 points tonight. Myers drives baseline, kicks it to Kirkwood, now into the corner. Darvo kicks it back out on top here. The three-pointer put up and in by Lauren Brown. Only averages 4 points tonight. She knocks down the triple, and we're tied at 3 a minute in. Still a ton of pressure here by Valley Falls. Taylor's got it. Kicks it up ahead to Weathersby. Nice pass down low to Smith. Stops on the left block. Kicks it out to Cole. She'll spot for a triple, and she got it. It's raining threes here to start in Valley Falls. 6-3, Donovan West. 6:45 to go in the first quarter, and now Cole's going to knock the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Falls on the near sideline, and Donovan West will bring in a sub for the first time, a freshman Katie Johnson. 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls with the basketball down by three. Yates has it out on top, guarded by Weathersby. Weathersby was an all-league player in the Twin Valley League last year, and that was just as a sophomore. Driving to the baseline. This is Darvo, throws up a shot. It rims off the backboard and somehow rattles in. So Darvo has her first points, and it's 6-5, Donovan West. 6:23 to go in the first quarter. Now a ball tapped out of bounds, and it will stay with Donovan West in the backcourt with 6:22 to go. Valley Falls again showing pressure in the backcourt. Weathersby will have to trigger it in from the end of the Donovan West bench on the far sideline. Cole has it at the baseline, flicks it ahead to Johnson, off to Taylor, and they break the pressure. Taylor all the way to the right baseline, and she gets bumped and fouled. I think it's going to be on Darvo. It is. So that will be her first personal and the first team foul here tonight. Johnson will trigger it and gets it into Taylor in the left corner. A wide open three-pointer. Got another one. Second three here in this opening quarter for Jaden Taylor. 9-5 is the lead for Donovan West on three triple. Pass to the inside. Kirkwood drives in. Her layup is too strong. Johnson with a rebound, and here comes Donovan West. They have numbers, a 4-on-2. Taylor drives in. Stops, kicks it back out. Here's Cole. There's Johnson now. She'll try a three. It's too strong, and we'll get a foul underneath. It's going to go against Donovan West. Avery Weathersby will pick up the foul. That will be her first and the team's first. 5:52 to go in the first. It's 9-5 Donovan West. And now Donovan West, they're going to show some pressure. Trapping zone in the backcourt. Kirkwood. Free pass up ahead, and it's over the head of Yates. Yates was wide open, had a layup, but Darbro couldn't get it to her. So that'll be the second turnover by Valley Falls. Both teams going to show a ton of full court pressure, and really both teams don't go very deep either. Taylor kicks it up ahead to Cole. Now Weathersby drives in, forces up a shot, and she got bumped and fouled, and she'll be rewarded with two free throws. Weathersby, the junior, will go to the line for our first free throw attempts of the night. Donovan West doesn't shoot great as a team. Only one player above 50%. Weathersby only 35% from the free throw line this season, and she leaves the first one short. Donovan West again coming off that loss to Valley Heights on Friday, 53-36. Granted, Valley Heights is one of the top teams, not only in the Twin Valley League, but also in the state. Weathersby misses the second free throw. Donovan West, though, gets the offensive rebound, and then it's capped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Mustangs. 5:32 to go in the first quarter, 9-5 Donovan West. Cole in the right corner, gets to Weathersby on the right elbow, kicks it left side to Taylor. She'll drive to the foul line. Now right side to Cole, into the corner, Johnson, into Weathersby on the right block. Back down, goes up and under, shoots it off the window, and it's missed, but another foul, and two more free throws coming for Avery Weathersby. Weathersby just went 0-for-2 from the line, but she'll have two more here with 5:23 to go in the first. Right-handed shooter. This free throw is in there. Weathersby on the board. 10-5 was the lead for Donovan West, and Valley Falls is going to bring Emma Montgomery into the game now, a 5'6 sophomore. Averages about 3 points a game. Dragons are without 5A junior Carly Henson. She got hurt in that win over Pleasant Ridge on Friday. So a little bit of an even shorter bench for fourth year head coach Jordan Hale. Here's a second free throw by Weathersby. It rims off and in. So she nails both free throws here. Makes it an 11-5 lead for Donovan West. 5:23 to go in the first. And again, D. West showing pressure. Brown in the backcourt of the basketball. Gets double teamed. Kicks it in the near side to Montgomery. Up ahead to Kirkwood. Now one of the corner to Yates. She'll spin, shoot up a three, and bury it. Kaylee Yates from downtown. Her first point of the night. She only averages 4 a game, but she's already got her first point tonight. Makes it 11-8, Donovan West. 5 minutes to go in the first. Johnson kicks it up to Cole. Valley Falls still in this 3-2 zone. Sydney Smith back into the game. Has it in the right corner. Down to Weathersby. Back out Cole. She pumps on a three, dribbles once, and they're going to get a three-second violation called on Weathersby. That will be the first turnover on Donovan West. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. 11-8, Donovan West. Valley Falls with the basketball. Brown with it in the backcourt. In the left corner, gets trapped. Gets it off to Montgomery. Kicks it up ahead to Kirkwood. Now she's got numbers. Spins. Drives in the middle lane. Just runs over a defender. That's going to be a blocking foul. And it'll be on Cole, who didn't quite have her feet set all the way. That will be her first and just the second team foul. And Coach Jordan Hale wants to take a timeout. We will take this timeout with Coach Hale. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. You're looking for the perfect snack in a timeout, whether it's in your own living room or at the concession stand. Try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. 11-8. Donovan West leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 4:35 to go in the first quarter. 11-8 is our score, and Valley Falls is going to turn it over out of the timeout for the third time here in the opening quarter. And now for the first time, Valley Falls is going to drop out of their pressure, and they'll just drop back into a 3-2 zone. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. 11-8 Donovan West. Mustangs have hit three threes already. Taylor looking for a fourth, and she got it. That's the third three-pointer for Jaden Taylor. She's got nine already here in the first quarter. And it makes it a 14-8 lead for Donovan West. Now Valley Falls is in the backcourt going against a ton of pressure. Ball tipped up in the air into the hands of Yates. Valley Falls holds on to it with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. In the corner, here's a three put up. It's short by Myers, and the rebound will go to Johnson. Here comes Donovan West in transition. Johnson still with it. Kicks it off to Taylor, into the corner to Cole. He pumps on a three and then gets hit on the arm and fouled by Yates. That will be Michaela's first. Take that back. That's the second on Yates. Second on Yates. And the fourth team foul. Katie Johnson, the freshman, back in for Sydney Smith for Donovan West. Valley Falls is going to counter with Peyton Lockhart, a 5'8 sophomore. Weathersby in the middle lane, kicks it out to Taylor. She'll spot for another triple, and she got it again. The fourth three-pointer for Jaden Taylor. She's already got 12, which is her season average per game. Back the other way with the basketball is Lockhart. She gets fouled, and she will go to the free throw line for two as Taylor got beat from behind. Actually, that was the freshman Johnson who got beat, and she'll pick up the foul. How about Jaden Taylor? She's got four threes already and 12 points, 12 of the 17 have come from Taylor. Free throw up and in for Lockhart. There are free throws number 2 and 3 on this season for Lockhart, and she nails them both. 17-10, Donovan West, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Cole in the left wing, up on top. And then to Johnson, now Cole in the left wing, into the left corner to Katie Johnson. Driving in is Cole, into the corner to Taylor, but it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Valley Falls, so it will stay with Donovan West. Taylor shoots 45% from three on at this season. And Weatherby gets blocked on the inside, taken by Valley Falls, and now a trap. Ball up in the hands of Brown, and here comes Valley Falls in the forecourt. Kirkwood drives right baseline, stops, goes off the window, and banks it home. First points of the night for Corey Kirkwood, and Coach Perry Smith has seen enough, and he is calling a timeout, and he is chewing out his girls right now. He is not happy with the defensive effort that he has seen here in the early going from his team that, as mentioned, off to a 4-1 start and went to the state tournament a year ago. He is not happy. This timeout, we'll keep it here, a 30-second timeout, 3:09 to go in the opening quarter. It is 17-12. Coach Smith gives his girls an earful. He just wants to make sure they don't come into this game and play flat, especially coming off that loss on Friday. And so far, he has not been happy defensively. One thing about Coach Smith, he reaches a point where he is not happy. He's not afraid to put five girls in there that will play defense. Doesn't matter if they're freshmen or sophomores on this varsity roster. So 3:09 to go in the first quarter out of the timeout. Donovan West will have the basketball, leading 17-12. Valley stays in this 3-2. Kind of a 1-3-1 look now. As Donovan West passes it around the perimeter. Weathersby has the ball tipped. and they're going to get a 3-second violation. That was close. I think Coach Smith is asking the official that she had a foot out of the paint, but the second time that Weathersby has been hit with that 3-second lane violation, that's the second turnover for the Mustangs. And now Donovan West gets a steal. Taylor, a layup from the left side is good. 14 points for Jaden Taylor as Valley Falls turned it over for the fourth time. And now they're going to turn it over again. Now it's saved in. Ball loose on the floor. Fought for. A lot of contact. And we'll get a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it to Donovan West. Here's a couple of great hustle plays by the Mustangs. As Sydney Smith going to check back in for the freshman, Katie Johnson. And Smith will toss the basketball in from the baseline on the right side. 19-12, Donovan West. Tyra Johnson out to Taylor. Back out on top, Johnson in the middle of the lane. Weathersby drives in. Right-hand layup is in there, but they're going to call it travel. And that'll be the third turnover on Donovan West. Valley Falls will have it back, but again, Donovan West showing this pressure. Brown has it in the backcourt. It's double-teamed. Kicks it off to Montgomery. Now back to Brown. Still within the backcourt. Kicked up ahead. Now to Myers, but she's going to have it go off her leg and out of bounds. So Valley Falls will turn it over for the fifth time with 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Donovan West with the basketball, leading by 7. It's been the Jaden Taylor show so far for the Mustangs. Taylor was in the left corner. Kicks it back cross court to the right side of the floor to Cole. Now Sydney Smith back to Cole. Near side to Johnson. Now Smith drives right baseline. Flicks up a shot off the window. Banks it in. First points of the night for Sydney Smith, and the lead is the biggest of the night so far for Donovan West. It's up to 9. Now a ball just topped up for grabs. It's loose and stolen away by Cole. 6 turnover for Valley Falls. Here's Cole the other way. Out to Johnson. She'll drive to the foul line. Right side to Taylor. Back off to Smith. Johnson into the corner to Cole. Smith. Now Taylor. Spots on a 3. Drives in now. Lost the ball. Loose on the floor. We're going to have another jump ball. This time the possession arrow will give it to Valley Falls. Substitution. Michaela Yates back into the game for Valley Falls to replace Myers. We've got 91 seconds to go here in the opening frame. A couple of subs as well for Donovan West. A.D. Johnson back in there, and for the first time we're seeing Ava Gladhart, a sophomore. Kind of an extended breather here with, again, only 90 seconds to go in this first quarter. Pressure in the backcourt. Brown gets it off to Montgomery. Still in the backcourt. Finally, Montgomery gets across the timeline. She gets double-teamed. Gets it off to Kirkwood. Kirkwood drives in and gets bumped from behind and fouled by Johnson, and that will be just her first personal. It's 1:17 to go in the first. Valley Falls with the basketball, trailing by 9. Up on top, Montgomery. Hands it off to Brown. Holds the ball high above her head. Looking to get a little movement. Now finally Lockhart. Montgomery back into the right corner to Kirkwood. Guarded by Johnson. Kirkwood spins to the right baseline. Kicks it out to Yates. She'll try a 3. It's too strong. Offensive rebound though for Lockhart. Here's a jumper by Montgomery, and it rattles in. From the left elbow, Montgomery has her first point. It's a 21-14 Donovan West. 50 seconds to go. Cole in the right corner. Back out to Johnson. Now Gladhart in the corner to Katie Johnson. Here's Kyra in the middle of the lane. Weathersby wide open. Her layup is no good, but she got fouled. And Weathersby will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair with 36 seconds to go. That's going to be on Michaela Yates. That will be her third personal foul. So Weathersby back to the line where she's 2 for 4 here in the opening quarter. First free throw here is down. So 3 straight makes for Weathersby. She'll have one more, which is 36 seconds to go as Yates comes out. And Caitlin Yates, a 5'7 sophomore, comes in. Second free throw by Weathersby is wide left, but then Caitlin Yates just loses it off her fingertips and out of bounds. And so Donovan West will keep it, leading by 8 and 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney Smith looking to key it in, gets it up on top, but his ball tipped around Kirkwood tries to save it. She taps it off of Johnson. And so it will be a turnover for Donovan West, and Valley Falls will have it back, I think. Yes, it's going to be Valley Falls basketball. That's a great hustle by Kirkwood. So Donovan West turns it over for the fourth time. And with 30 seconds to go, another error going to say Donovan West basketball. So they're saying Kirkwood was out of bounds. She touched it, so it won't be a turnover. Instead, it'll be DUS ball. Ira Johnson in the right forecourt. 20 seconds to go in the opening frame. Taylor backs it out. Looks like Donovan West now is looking to take the final shot. Cole in the right corner to Johnson. Looking inside, nothing there. Now Taylor at 8 seconds. Inside to Katie Johnson. Here's Cole, Kyra, Taylor. Jaden drives in at the foul line. Pull-up jumper high off the window is way too strong. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. One quarter in the books. It is Donovan West, 22, Valley Falls, 14. Take a timeout. We'll come back for the second quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're definitely good at looking outside the box when it comes to helping add to your existing ag operation.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
We can shape up payment dates for whenever works best for you. We just want to make sure that we're setting that producer up for the best case scenario in the long haul. Not only thinking near term, but thinking for the future.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of quarter number two. Donovan West with the basketball. They immediately have to rush in as the referee drops the basketball as Donovan West wasn't on the court. As the U.S. gets it in, they'll have it to start with the same five that started the game of Smith, Taylor, Weathersby, Johnson, Taylor inside, flicks it up off the window, count and one. Nice little alley-oop play and a back cut by Jaden Taylor, so she's got 16 points here in the first half. And we'll have a chance to complete a three-point play as they are going to count that basket. So I'm going to put Donovan West up by 10, and now a free throw for Taylor. Just a 45% shooter on the year from the free throw line, but shoots 45% from three. She makes this free throw to give her 17 points here in the first half. Donovan West has their biggest lead at 25-14. 7:30 to go in the first half. Kirkwood drives to the top of the key, gets to the right elbow. Now all the way to the baseline. She scoops up and under, and they're going to get a bump foul, I think, on Johnson. Maybe could have got Kirkwood for a little hook there, but instead it's going to be on Kyra and be her second personal foul. Montgomery looking to get it in for Valley Falls, still looking, and finally just has to kick it out to the right side to Brown. Brown now at the top of the key, kicks the left side to Kirkwood. Crosses over, Kirkwood still with it, left side of the floor to Lockhart. Smith on her, now Montgomery in the corner. Left side of the floor to Caitlin Yates. She'll drive baseline, kick it out to Montgomery. She'll pull back, shoot a triple, leave it short. Long rebound will go to Cole of Donovan West, and that'll be a foul on Montgomery. Holly Falls going to bring a substitution in. 6 foot sophomore Sierra Steinlicht will come in for the first time. Also, it looks like Katie Johnson back into the game for Donovan West to replace Sydney Smith. Seven 11 to go in the first half. It'll be a 1-1 here for Claire Cole, 55% free throw shooter on the year, and leaves this way short. And a long rebound will go to Valley Falls. So Valley Falls with the basketball trailing by 11, 7 minutes to go in the first half. Out on top, Valley Falls is dribbling around. Haven't had a whole lot of movement. Looks like Donovan West might even be a zone now. Looks like a 3-2 as the ball taps out the fingertips of Kirkwood and out of bounds. So Valley Falls turns it over for the seventh time. 6 47 to go in the first half, 25-14 Donovan West. Mustangs move from right to left in this opening half. Valley Falls stays in this 1-3-1, kind of a 3-2 zone look. Ball inside to Weathersby. She'll face up. Now kick to left side Taylor. Another wide open three. This one's wide right. And the rebound will go to Montgomery of Valley Falls. Taylor has already hit four threes in this first half. Another great look there, but just missed it a little bit wide right. Donovan West in his zone, and again, just an easy pass that threw the fingertips of a Valley Falls player and out of bounds with the eighth turnover. You look at this Valley Falls team, a ton of sophomores. Seven of them on the roster, only one senior. Taylor drives in, her spinning shot is in and out. Katie Johnson, the offensive rebound, her follow is in and out. The rebound finally yanked away by Valley Falls. We're under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Brown in the right corner. Dribbles with the left hand for the Lady Dragons. Now picks up her dribble, nearly travels to the baseline. Caitlin Yates goes through her fingertips. She gets it back, and now they're going to get a reach-in foul on Claire Cole. And that will be her second. And it will bring Lillian Darvo back into the game. As the 16th foul on Donovan West, so both teams are going to be shooting free throws the remainder of this first half. Smith back into the game for D. West to replace Katie Johnson. Brown looking to key it in from the baseline. Again, trying to trouble for the Dragons just to get it in. Montgomery to the free throw line. He's the left side of Kirkwood. Looking inside, nothing there. Now back out to Darvo. He'll rip through, drive to the baseline, kick it back out on top. Donovan West back in a man-to-man. 5:25 to go in the half. It's 25-14, Donovan West, and now Weathersby just going to poke a ball out of bounds. Valley Falls will hang on to it on the far sideline. Brown looking to key it in. Again, Valley Falls having a ton of problems just trying to get the ball in. And they get it off to Darvo now. Brown with it on the left wing, guarded by Weathersby, backs out. Weathersby comes right back on her. Great defender is Weathersby. Up on top of the basketball, Darvo. Now Kirkwood, right side of the floor, Brown. Kirkwood sets the screen, gets it on the baseline, flicks it off the window, and banks it home. Best play of the night for Valley Falls, and it ends with a Kirkwood basket. Give her four, and it makes it a 25-16 Donovan West lead. Cole in the right corner. One dribble, kicks a near side to Kyra Johnson. Down low to Weathersby. She gets double-teamed, and they're going to get another three-second violation. That will be the fifth turnover for Donovan West and the third three-second violation on Weathersby. .440 to go in the first half. The lead is 9 for Donovan West. Now D.U.S. back into his zone. Brown picks up her dribble near half court. She's in trouble. Gets it right side of the floor to Darvo. Aside of the floor, Brown. Now Montgomery in the left corner. Down low. Shot up by Gladhart. Is missed, but a bump foul on Sydney Smith. So Sydney will pick up her first personal, and it will send Steinlich to the free throw line. Steinlich 0 for 2 from the free throw line through 5 games here this year. First free throw here. Rattles home. So Smith will check out. Katie Johnson back in there. Steinlich now with one more free throw. Right-handed shooter. Spins it in her hands. Shoots it up and in. So Steinlich makes both free throws. It's in a 25-18 Donovan West lead, 4:15 to go in the first half. Cole, a right corner three on the way, and she got it. Claire Cole has her second three of the first half. She's got 6 points, and it puts the lead back to 10 for the Mustangs as we approach 4 minutes to go in the first half. Darvo with the basketball on the left wing, gets the screen from Steinlich, rejects it, drives to the baseline, flicks up a shot that's short. Rebound is yanked away by the freshman Katie Johnson, and now here's Kyra to bring it the other way. Taylor now on the right wing. Backs out. Puts it up on top. Kyra Johnson. She'll step into a triple. This is wide left. Offensive rebound though for Taylor. She'll pick it up in the left corner. Kick across court to Weathersby. Drives right lane line. Flicks it off the window and banks it home. 5 points for Avery Weathersby, and that makes it a 12-point lead for Donovan West. 3:30 to go in the first half. A long first half with a lot of fouls. But Donovan West starting to pull away a little bit, up by 12 right now. Montgomery steps back, shoots the left wing three, and buries it. That's one way to answer. Montgomery has her first triple of the night, her second field goal. She's got 5 points, makes it a 9-point game. Taylor on the left wing. Valley Falls stays in this 1-3-1 zone. Claire Cole on the right wing. Back out to Kyra Johnson. Near side to Taylor. Now back right side in the middle of the lane. Weathersby drives in, gets bumped from behind and fouled. That will be on Steinlicht, her first. And Weathersby will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 with 2:52 with the clock stopped. Weathersby at the line. Substitution, as we'll see Lena Leatherman, a sophomore, come into the game for the first time. And it will be a 1-1 now for Weathersby. She's 3-for-6 so far tonight. All those came in the first quarter, and she misses the free throw short. The Valley Falls with a rebound and with a basketball, but Donovan West showing pressure. In the backcourt, Montgomery in trouble. Kicks it up ahead to Brown. She flicks it up ahead to Darvo. Near side now to Kirkwood. She'll spot for right wing three. It's wide right. Long rebound tracked down by Donovan West, but they tap it out of bounds. So Valley Falls will stick with it. 2:34 to go in the first half. 30-21. Donovan West leads. Valley Falls with the basketball, looking to stick within single digits here before halftime. Mustangs back into a man-to-man. Brown in the right corner. Drives in, kicks it back out to Darvo. Left side of the floor, Kirkwood. Drives baseline, gets cut off by Kyra Johnson. Tries to flick a shot up and under, left it short. Weathersby with a rebound, here comes Donovan West. Quickly up ahead, Cole with it. Drives baseline, pulls it up off the window, it's too strong. Taylor, though, an offensive rebound. Back it on top, Kyra Johnson. Now Weathersby gets to the right block, forces up a shot, it's too strong. And then they're going to get a foul on Jaden Taylor going over the top. Two will head to the other end for free throws for Valley Falls with 2:05 to go. It will be, I think it's going to be Brown. Yep, Oren Brown will shoot the free throw. She is 50% on the year. She's only shot 4 free throws this season, 2 of 4. 1-1 attempt on the way. She got it. So Brown earns the bonus. Sydney Smith checks back into the game to replace Leatherman. Brown to bring Valley Falls back to within 7. And it's too strong. Sydney Smith will have the rebound, and here comes Donovan West. Taylor on the right wing. Pulls all the basketball, gets it off to Smith. She'll kick it left side of the floor to Johnson. Now inside, Cole goes up and under, banks it off the backboard, but it's too strong. And the rebound is taken by Valley Falls. Foul poked away. Montgomery in trouble in the backcourt. And Coach Hale is going to save a turnover by calling a timeout. She gets it with 1:49 to go. Full timeout or just a 30? It is going to be a full timeout. We'll take this break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 1:49 to go in the first half. 30-22. Donovan West leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 1:49 to go in the first half, 30-22. Donovan West leads. Valley Falls will have the basketball. And Donovan West going to show a ton of pressure as they've shown pretty much most of this game. Brown will flick the trigger and into the backcourt. Sit in to Darvo. Now off to Steinlich. She'll spin, face up, get it off to Brown, who dribbles it into the front court. 1:40 to go. Here's Darvo left to the head of the circle, guarded by Smith. Gets the screen. Now Darvo gets cut off, spins away, kicks it to the right side of the floor to Brown. Steps up, pass down low to Steinlich. She'll shoot off the window, but she left it short. Good look, but rebound goes down from West, and now Taylor the other way. Cole to Taylor. She'll spot for another three. This one's wide left, but Smith pulls down an offensive rebound. Here's Johnson up on top, Taylor. Now Cole in the right corner. 1:10 to go. Tyra Johnson in the left corner to Smith. Cross-court pass, Taylor. Inside to Weathersby. She'll flick it off the window, bank it in, count it and one. 7 for Weathersby, and she'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. The one free throw coming for Weathersby. And they get that foul on Steinlich, her second. So a single free throw for Weathersby, who's 3 of 7 here tonight. Free throw, Dens off the back of the rim and rolls off. Valley Falls with the basketball and a minute to go in the first half, trailing by 10. Montgomery in the backcourt. Kicks it up ahead. It's into the hands of Kirkwood. Nice pass inside Steinlich, and she'll lay it off the window and in. Good pass by Kirkwood, and Steinlich has 4. 32-24, Donovan West. Three-point shooting has gone a little cold here now for Donovan West. Mustangs average 56 points tonight, and they've already got 32. Smith in the left corner. To cross court to Kyra Johnson. She'll try a triple. This one's too strong. Taylor, though, an offensive rebound, and she sticks it up with the left hand. 19 first half points for Jaden Taylor. Brown nearly turned it over. They're going to call it travel before that. Yeah. So Valley Falls turns it over for the ninth time. And it's Renee Myers, a 5'8 sophomore who was going to come back into the game for the Dragons. Also, Lena Leatherman going to replace Kyra Johnson with only 19.5 to go. Donovan West with the basketball, leading by 10. Taylor kicks in the right corner to Smith. Leatherman, now Taylor, 8 seconds to go. Middle lane, Weathersby. She'll drive in. Right-hand layup off the window is too strong. The rebound of Valley Falls. Throw to the other end. It's going to be short, and that's the end of the first half. Two quarters are in the books, and at the end of two quarters, it is Donovan West, 34, Valley Falls, 24. Take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some munchies and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS, Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck to remind you we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back here to Valley Falls High School. We're halftime of the girls' portion of tonight's non-league doubleheader. Our halftime score is Donovan West 34, Valley Falls 24. Alongside Kirk Tillman, Johnny came back with you. It's a simple fact that Donovan West made 6 first-half three-pointers. That was the difference in this game to this point. Big thing as well, Jaden Taylor, 19 first-half points. She had 4 threes of her own for the Mustangs through the first 2 quarters. That's been the difference so far here tonight. Looking at our first half statistics, they are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Valley Falls. They had 9 turnovers. They hit just 3 three-pointers, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. They're being led in scoring by Emma Montgomery, who has 5. Lauren Brown with 4. Corey Kirkwood with 4. Sierra Steinlick with 4. 3 for Michaela Yates. 2 for Peyton Lockhart. And 2 points for Lillian Darva. Donovan West, meanwhile, only had 5 turnovers in the first half, and 4 of those came in the first quarter. But again, those 6 three-pointers, 5 of 10 shooting from the free-throw line, so really this advantage could be a lot more for Donovan West, but poor free-throw shooting so far here tonight. Jaden Taylor leading the way, as mentioned, with 19 points on 4 threes. Avery Weathersby has 7, Claire Cole with 6, and 2 for Sydney Smith. Our halftime score once again, Donovan West 34, Valley Falls 24. It's the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. When you want the best, you've got to get out of town. I'm 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. So we'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll see if there's any scores of other games going on tonight. Just a handful of games tonight and tomorrow as we finish off the final games here, the 2021 portion of this high school basketball season. So we'll take that final break. Then we'll come back with those scores here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your 5-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Roger Hauer, and we at Kellerman Real Estate want to say thank you.
This is Cindy Hauer, and
Kellerman Insurance wants to say thank you also.
Thank you for your referrals and for trusting us to help you sell your property or find that dream home, which in turn maximizes your options and exposure in dealing with a local real estate sales leader.
Thank you for your loyalty that has enabled us to expand our market and represent more companies, giving you better value. Thank you for allowing us to build and protect your future at Kellerman Insurance
and Kellerman Real Estate
at Ireland Custom Exhaust. When we think about the holidays, we think about families.
Since the 1950s, Ireland Custom Exhaust has been treating our customers like family and working on your vehicles like they were our own.
We take pride in our experience and the time we put into every job. We enjoy giving you a great option for quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
Thanks for your business and happy holidays from our family to your family. Ireland Custom Exhaust, located just south of Holton on Highway 75.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports team stand out, and organization shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Valley Falls. We're set to start the third quarter here with Donovan West leading Valley Falls 34-24 in our girls' game. A couple of quick score updates to pass along, though. Brett Moore leads Pawnee City 23-14 at halftime. Hanover leads Dyler O'Dell 28-17. That is at halftime as well. So not a ton of games taking place tonight. A couple tomorrow night. Only other games taking place tonight. Clifton Clyde is at Troy. And really, that's it on the girls and boys side. Then tomorrow, Jeff West will host Council Grove, and Axtell will be at Linden. And then we'll take the big break for the holidays. So, ready to go. Valley Falls will start with the basketball. They'll move from right to left in the second half, and we are underway. Alongside Kirk Kilman, Johnny Kane here with you. Donovan West is going to start in a zone. And it's Lauren Brown with the basketball for the Dragons out on top. He'll just step back, just dribble the basketball near the timeline. Taylor's going to extend pressure a little bit. Now Brown forced to pick up her dribble, kicked into the right corner. Pass down low is knocked free, loose on the floor, and we're going to get a ball going out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan West, so it'll stay with Valley Falls. Really just hasn't been much of a flow to this game at all. Both teams will tell you that they're not necessarily playing the best offensively. Brown with it as Donovan West is back in a man-to-man. Now up on top, ball knocked free, loose into the backcourt. Myers loose on the floor. Weathersby fighting for it. She's got it. And they're going to get a foul on Valley Falls as Weathersby stole it away and then got jumped on. It'll be on Myers, who lost the basketball. That's the 10th Valley Falls turnover and the first foul on Myers. Valley Falls is going to go to a box and one on Taylor. She hit those four threes in the first quarter and had 19 points in the first half. So they're just going to go box and one with Myers guarding Taylor. Weathersby has it right now at the foul line as it knocks free, gets it back, now goes inside and then travels with the basketball. Sixth turnover for the Mustangs. And Coach Smith's going to take a timeout to try to draw something up against at box and one. We'll keep it here. 7:04 to go, third quarter. This timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn and is the perfect timeout set. So the boys' game to go tonight. Lake Falls undefeated on the year. One of the top-ranked teams in the state. After going to the state tournament a year ago and returning quite a bit off of that team. Jonathan West, boys, kind of had an up-and-down start to the year. A couple of wins underneath their belt. A squad that, well, low in numbers, only 8 guys on the varsity roster for the Donovan West boys here this year. But out of the timeout, 7:04 to go in the girls' game, third quarter, 34-24, our score remains. There's a baseball pass to the other end of the floor, and it's just going to be turned over. Kirkwood tried to throw it to the other end to Myers, who broke free from the pressure. But it will be the 11th turnover. Donovan West will have it underneath their own basket as the ball wasn't touched when it went out. So here's Taylor, drives in, floats up a shot from 10 feet, rattles in and out. Offensive rebound for Smith. She'll go up and lay it up with the left hand. It's short, then tips it back out. Kyra Johnson, she throws up a shot. It's no good. Taylor got pushed from behind. No whistle, and Valley Falls finally comes away with it. Myers just throws a pass to the other end, and it's stolen away by Weathersby. Easy steal. Weathersby drives in, flicks it up with the right hand. It's no good. Now the ball taps out of bounds. Last touch by Donovan West. So it'll be Valley Falls basketball. Hot potato to start this third quarter. Neither side has been able to find the bottom of the net. Kaylee Yates going to check back into the game for Myers. Katie Johnson, the freshman, back into the game for Sydney Smith. Brown in the backcourt. Dribbles with the left hand, now picks it up. Picks it to the far side of the floor to Yates. She gets across the timeline, dribbles through some pressure. Now she gets double-teamed. Gets it off to Brown. Left side of the floor to Darvo. Kirkwood calling for it on the left block. Catches it. Backs it out. Now the ball tipped free. Stolen away by Cole. And taken right back by Yates. So again, both teams, neither of them can hold on to the basketball so far. Donovan West still in a man-to-man. Yates on the left wing. Rips through. Gets to the free throw line. Top to Steinlich. Right side of the floor to Brown. She gets a screen. She'll dribble to the elbow. Al Kirkwood. Left side of the floor to Brown. She'll chuck up a three. That's Darvo after the shot it. The ball is long. Rebound to Katie Johnson. And here's Kyra. Up ahead, Taylor. She'll drive to the baseline. Spin back out. Kick it off to Kyra Johnson with 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Score the same. We started the half, 34-24. Here's Weathersby on the inside. Her shot rims in and out. Here's an offensive rebound for Johnson, and then she gets tied up. The possession arrow will go to Donovan West. Still no points on the board by either team with over 2 minutes gone off this clock in the third quarter. Now Donovan West turns it over. Yates comes away with a steal. Two teams have combined for 7 turnovers here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Darvo in the left wing. Dribbles back out, gets it inside of Kirkwood. She'll force up a shot off the window and bank it home. 6 points for Corey Kirkwood. That makes it an 8-point game with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Kyra Johnson up on top. Gets to the baseline to Katie. Now Kyra, right side of the floor, Cole. She'll drive in the middle of the lane, have a poke free, gets it back. Now Kyra flicks it inside of Weathersby on the block. She'll spin, force up a shot that's too strong. Rebound yanked away by Yates, and here come the Dragons. Yates, though, now in trouble in the backcourt. Gets it to Brown. Brown to Darvo, inside. Kirkwood throws up a wild shot. A lot of contact, nothing there, and here comes Donovan West the other way. Weathersby to Kyra. Now Taylor. The left corner to Cole. Weathersby in the left block. Spins. Goes up and under and banks it off the window and in. Dying for Weathersby. And I think Coach Smith is going to take another timeout. He will. We will take this break. 4:33 to go in the third. It's 36-26. Donovan West on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, Valley falls to the basketball and trouble in the backcourt. Brown gets it off to Yates. She gets double-teamed. Back near side to Brown. Finally across the timeline to Darvo. Down low to Kirkwood, but she lost it out of bounds. 14th turnover for Valley Falls, their fifth of the third quarter. So Donovan West with a 10-point lead with the basketball. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Valley Falls still in a box and one. Now with Brown guarding Taylor. Weathersby at the foul line. Spins. Kicks it right side of the floor to Cole. Now Kyra Johnson to Katie in the corner. Back out Kyra. Inside Weathersby. She has the ball poked free. A lot of contact. No whistle, but Donovan West turns it over. And now Valley Falls is going to give it right back. There have been 4 points scored total in this third quarter. We're over halfway gone through. Donovan West with the basketball. Right now, Donovan West is really playing one side of the floor. They're just putting Taylor by herself over on the left side of the floor and then putting all the rest of the players in the middle. There's a missed shot by Weathersby, but Kyra Johnson cleans it up and in. First points of the night for Kyra Johnson is Donovan West, a 12-point lead with 3:25 to go. Nice pass inside. Steinlich from the right box left it short. Offensive rebound, though, for Kirkwood. She'll back out. Out to Brown. Tries a triple. It's short. Rebound to Katie Johnson. I like Katie Johnson's game. Just a freshman. She's played well tonight. Here's Kyra up on top to Cole. She'll drive to the baseline. Force up a shot with the right hand. I got partially blocked. Weathersby cleans it up. Puts it off the window and in. And a foul. Weathersby's got 11 and a chance to complete a three-point play. Substitution now for Valley Falls. Cassidy Frakes, the freshman, going to check in for the first time. Weathersby to the line. Her free throw is too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Kyra Johnson. Here's Taylor. At the baseline, Katie, back out Cole. Rips through to the baseline, Kyra. Goes up and under with the right hand. Her flick shot is off the rim and in. 4 points for Kyra Johnson, and the lead all of a sudden has ballooned to 16 for Donovan West. With 2:45 to go, now a steal. Kyra Johnson, her layup is missed. Rebound fought for. Katie saves it. Tries to get out to Kyra, but it's popped in by Cole. Donovan West still with it. Up on top, here's Taylor. Into the corner to Cole. She'll spot for a three. It's short. Rebound to Weathersby. She'll go up and under. Banks it in again, and one. 13 for Weathersby, and this game is all of a sudden broken out for Donovan West. They now lead by 18. Weathersby, another attempt now to add one. As we'll get a couple of substitutions. Sydney Smith back in for Donovan West. And Peyton Lockhart in there for Valley Falls. And Coach Jordan Hale has seen enough. She wants a timeout. 2:30 to go, third quarter. The full timeout will take the break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 44-26. Donovan West leads with 2:30 to go in the third quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During this busy holiday season, Union State Bank in Horton and Everest invites you to stop by and enjoy some refreshments and a moment to relax during the Christmas open house. Visit the Everest and Horton branches of Union State Bank all week, December 20th through 24th, to say hello and enjoy a treat in the lobby. You can also register for door prizes. It's our way of wishing you a blessed and merry holiday season. Lobby hours at the Union State Banks are 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the lobby will close at noon on Friday, December 24th. Happy holidays from Union State Bank, Everest and Horton. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
2:30 to go out of the timeout. Weathers be a single free throw. Missed. Valley Falls with a rebound. 13-0 for Weathersby. Lead up to 18 for Donovan West with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Kirkwood drives to the left baseline, reverses the dribble, now goes back to the baseline, flicks up a shot from 10 feet, it's too strong. Rebound tapped around, is taken away by Taylor. Taylor to Weathersby. Catches at the right block, goes up and gets hammered, and Weathersby's going to go back to the free throw line, which he's had a tough night. There's 3 of 9 tonight for Weathersby, which will have 2 here with 2:09 to go in the third quarter. First free throw, it's too strong. So one more free throw coming with clock stop 2:09 to go in the third. Second one is getting there. So 14 for Weathersby, 45-26 Donovan West, 2:05 to go in the third. Here's Kirkwood in the backcourt, gets double teamed, gets it off to Brown. Pass up ahead into the hands of Montgomery. Now Darvo in the left corner, feeds it underneath, pass out, Kirkwood, now Brown, left side Montgomery, back to Brown between the rings. Darvo now on the left wing, guarded by Johnson, gets a screen, backs away from it. Darvo now crosses over, picks up her dribble, feeds it right side of the floor, and it's going to be tipped in. Valley Falls saves it. Montgomery will back it out near the timeline with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Darvo on the left wing. Rips through to the baseline. It's cut off by Weathersby. Hands it back to Kirkwood. Lockhart now up on top into the right corner to Montgomery. Down low now to Lockhart on the right block. Rips through. Kicks it out to Kirkwood. Spot for a triple. It's in and out. Rebound to Smith. And here comes Donovan West in transition. Quickly Weathersby up ahead. Pass to the baseline to Cole. She'll stop. Flick it over her left shoulder. Shot rims in and out. The rebound to Kirkwood. Valley Falls with the basketball as we approach 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Donovan West leads by 19. Kirkwood with the basketball out on top. Montgomery now on the left wing. It's a screen from Kirkwood. Right side of the floor, Lockhart. Right side, Brown. He gets a screen. Brown gets cut off. Kicks it back to the near side to Kirkwood. 40 seconds to go. Darvo, she'll check up a three. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Kirkwood. She'll back down on the left block, flip in the middle lane, and now we're going to have a reach-in foul. Going to go against Donovan West. I think it's going to be on Weathersby. And it is. Second foul on Weathersby, and the second team foul. Actually, that's just the first team foul on Donovan West here in the third quarter. 32 seconds to go. Montgomery looking to trigger it in from the baseline. Set up between the rings to Brown. Valley Falls has only scored 2 points here in the third quarter, and they turn it over again for the 16th time. 7 turnovers alone in this third quarter for the Dragons. Weathersby at the foul line. Hits the left side of Cole. A wide open three is too strong. Now we're going to get a foul underneath. And they're going to call it on Donovan West. It's going to go against Allie Foster, a sophomore, who crashed the board. Thought she was the one that got hip-checked, but instead she'll pick up the foul. So now Allie Falls has it on the baseline with 16 seconds to go. Donovan West still showing pressure. Brown just dribbles through the pressure. Into the front court. Kicks it up ahead, Kirkwood. She lost it. Saved in. It's stolen away. 6 seconds left. Here's Johnson into the forecourt. Johnson all the way to the baseline. Nobody stops the basketball, and she gets fouled. She goes up for a layup with 2.1 seconds remaining in the third quarter. That'll go on Darvo. That'll be the third on Darvo. Johnson to the line for the first time tonight. She hasn't missed a free throw yet this year. She's perfect 100%. She swishes through the first one. She now has 5 points. All 5 of those points have come here in the third quarter. The Donovan West lead is ballooned to 20 with 2.1 seconds to go. Johnson's second free throw is in there, so she nails both. lead is 47-26, and with 1.2 seconds to go, a ball tapped out of bounds by Claire Cole. So Valley Falls still looking to get it in with 1.2 on the clock. Brown still looking, finally gets it in to Darvo, but she travels at the end of the third quarter buzzer. So three quarters are down, one quarter to go. It's been all Donovan West here in the third quarter, and now we head to the fourth. Donovan West 47, Valley Falls 26 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, alongside Kirk Kilman, Johnny came back with you, 47-26, Donovan West leads. Valley Falls will start with the basketball as they operate from right to left in their home white uniforms. Donovan West with a 13-2 third quarter to balloon what was a 10-point lead at halftime, now up to 21. Kirkwood on the left wing, guarded tightly by Kyra Johnson. Kirkwood gets in the middle lane, back out. The left corner now to Brown. Donovan West has played great defense all night long. Kirkwood a 15-footer. It's too strong. The rebound to Smith. Here comes Donovan West leading by 21. Still running a box and one on Taylor. And they get a steal. That is the 10th turnover for Donovan West. Up on top, Montgomery. She'll try a triple. It's in and out. Rebound to Weathersby. And now a 2-on-1 the other way. Weathersby drives in, stops, flicks up a shot, and gets held on the arm. And so we'll get a baseline out of bounds coming up for Donovan West. They're going to call it on the baseline. Yeah, not a shooting foul. Everybody else is lined up to shoot two free throws, but it'll be baseline out of bounds with Sydney Smith to trigger it in. Kyra Johnson out on top. Gets to the elbow. Kicks it down low to Sydney Smith. She'll drive in. Flick it up and under. She missed it. And now we'll get a foul going against Donovan West. It'll be on Kyra Johnson. That'll be her third personal foul. And just a third team foul. So Valley Falls with the basketball trailing by 21. They've only scored 2 points so far here in the second half. Montgomery to Brown, another right corner to Darvo. Donovan West stays in a man-to-man. Here's a back cut to Kirkwood. She runs over a defender, and they're going to get her with an offensive foul. So Kirkwood is going to pick up the foul, just trying to be a little aggressive. Instead, she's going to pick up a player control foul. So now we'll have some stumps. Third foul on Kirkwood as well. Steinlick back into the game for Valley Falls. And Katie Johnson back out there for the Mustangs. 6:30 to go in the game, 47-26. Claire Cole into the right corner to Taylor, and she gets tied up. Brown just reaches in. Oh, they're going to get a foul. Wow, I don't know about that. Looks like Brown was in a great spot, but nonetheless, it's going to be a foul on Brown, and that will send Jaden Taylor to the free throw line. Taylor has not scored in the second half. She had 19 through the first two quarters. This is her second trip to the line tonight. She's 1-for-1, make it 2-for-2. If she earns the bonus, and now she will shoot one more. It's just a 45% free throw shooter this season. Again, hasn't tipped it a ton. But shoots 45% from beyond the arc. and she drills both free throws. So she's got 21. 49-26, Donovan West. They'll back off the pressure with 6:20 to go. Brown on the left wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Hands it off to Darvo. Now Montgomery left it ahead of the circle. 2 minutes gone by in the fourth. Darvo in the left wing. Out to Lockhart. Right side Brown. To the right corner to Montgomery. Steinlich in the baseline. Nearly lost it. Now faces up. Kicks it back out. Montgomery a triple. It's in and out. Back in. Second three-point field goal for Emma Montgomery. She's got 8. It's a 20-point lead for Donovan West with 5:40 to go. Weathersby at the free throw line. Drives the middle of the lane. Scoops it up high off the window. It's too strong. And now we're going to reach in foul on Weathersby. Fourth team foul and the third foul overall on Weathersby. She'll tell you probably hasn't been her best night tonight. Valley Falls has it. Trailing by 20 with 5:25 to go. Right side of the floor. Lockhart up on top, Brown. End of the left corner. This is Montgomery with it. Just hit a three. Here's Lockhart. Right at the end of the circle, into the right corner to Darvo. Valley Falls just has not gotten anything going offensively tonight. Again, they have just 5 total points here in the second half, and now Johnson knocks the ball out of bounds. And even though it's a 20-point lead, Coach Smith really pleading with his girls to continue to play tough defense. Under 5 minutes remain. Brown on the left wing, guarded by Taylor. Just holds the ball high above her head. Now rips through, starts a dribble, gets in the middle of the lane, flicks a shot up with the left hand, and banks it in. Best take of the night by Lily Darvo. She's got 4. It's down to an 18-point game. Cole drives all the way inside, and they're going to get an offensive foul and a legal screen set by Weathersby, and that'll be your 4th. Cole drove to the baseline, and Weathersby just trying to back down her defender. And Sydney Smith checks back into the game for Weathersby with those 4 fouls. Quick score update. Clifton Clyde girls beat Troy 49-47 in overtime. Good game there. Troy girls playing much better. They had a win on Friday and a tough loss here. Now here's a steal. Weathersby the other way. Drives in, flicks up a shot out the window, and banks it home. 16 points for Weathersby. It's a 51-31. Donovan West with 4:20 to go. Steinlich, pass up ahead, Lockhart on the right block. She'll force up a shot. It's short. Good contest by Weathersby, and now it's tapped out of bounds by Smith. And so it'll stay with Valley Falls. 4:12 to go. Brown is looking to trigger it in for the Dragons. Still looking. Finally just kicks it up on top. Nobody there. The ball's going to go into the backcourt, and it will be saved by Darvo. So she'll collect it and bring it the other way. And these are the final games here of this 2021 portion of the schedule. It's hard to believe that these first 3 or so weeks are already gone by. Lockhart drives in, has the ball tipped, and then just threw it out of bounds. 18 turnovers now for the Dragons as Katie Johnson is going to come back in. 3:49 to go. Weathersby at the free throw line. They're still running the box and one, and now we're going to get a travel. Called against Donovan West. Renee Myers back into the game for Valley Falls. Haley Yates back in there as well. And Yates will bring it up the floor for the Dragons with 3:40 remaining. In the right corner, this misses Myers, rips through, gets to the foul line, kicks it up on top to lock to Steinlitz. Nice back cut, Yates in the middle of the lane, flicks up a shot with the right hand, rims it and out. Rebound to Cole. Cole nearly has it poked free. It is. It's going to be stolen away by Kirkwood, but then she goes back court. Both sides, we're not going to put these on the highlight reels as far as offenses go, and you're going to say, well, Donovan West are scoring 51 points here so far tonight, but still, there's too many turnovers. Weathersby gets loose inside and lays it up and in. She's got 18, and she will tell you that it has not been a great game for her, despite that, having 18 points. Well, that's a sign of a good player. Even when you have a bad game, you can still put it up in good numbers. 53-31, Donovan West. 2:50 to go. Yates rips through. Gets to the foul line. Takes it off to Steinlick. Now Myers gets a good hard screen. Myers, though, picks up the dribble. Kicks it right side of the floor. Now Kirkwood. Guarded by Weathersby. Kirkwood to the foul line. Off to Steinlick to the top. Left side to Yates. She'll just pump back, shoot up a three, and leave it wide left. Taylor with a rebound. Here comes Donovan West. Taylor picks it up, gets it off to Cole. Weathersby, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. A couple of subs, younger players checking into the game for Donovan West. We'll see Ava Gladhart, sophomore back in there, and Lynn Leatherman, another sophomore. They'll replace Cole and Katie Johnson. So 2:19 to go. It's 53-31. Donovan West leads. Myers, the left elbow, has the ball poked free and now stolen. Weathersby brings it the other way. Lost it, nearly traveled, and she does. 20 turnovers for Valley Falls, 14 of them for Donovan West. Two minutes to go, 53-31. And now we'll get a quick timeout taken by Coach Hale of Valley Falls. Just a quick 30-second timeout. Go ahead and take this one. 1:55 to go. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 53-31. Donovan West leads here on KNZA.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other. So let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Just under 2 minutes to go in the game. 53-31, Donovan West leads. Johnny came back with you. So the guys' game to go tonight here in their final broadcast of 2021. Curry Kirkwood has it for Valley Falls. Nice back cut to Myers. She'll go up with the right hand, leave it short, and it's tapped out of bounds by Donovan West. So Valley Falls will hold on to it. Haley Yates will trigger it in from the baseline for the Dragons. To the right corner to Kirkwood. Kirkwood, a really good player, just a sophomore for Valley Falls. I'd like to see her just be a little bit more aggressive. Remember her sister Reagan from a few years back. Put up a lot of points for Valley Falls. There's a three put up and in by Renee Myers for her first points of the night. 53-34. Taylor drives baseline, rips through, flips it off the window, and banks it in. 23 points for Jaden Taylor, and her career night continues. 1 minute to go, 55-34. Yates in trouble, gets to Myers on the right wing. Gets a screen from Steinlick, steps back. Myers has a shot blocked away by Weathersby. Taken by Donovan West. Here's a 3-on-2. Drive in, Kyra Johnson, left-hand layup is in. 8 points for Kyra Johnson. That's just the exclamation point here on this game. 57-34. 35 seconds to go. There's a ball tapped out of bounds by Johnson. A couple of subs back in. Katie Johnson returns. Allie Foster, sophomore, in there as well, along with freshman Brooklyn Rawls for the first time. Obviously, that Brooklyn, the freshman, a smile on her face as she runs out on the floor with 30 seconds to go. Yates on the right corner, gets the screen, rips to the baseline, puts it up on top to Lockhart. Al Myers on the left wing, gets a good hard screen, pass inside to Lockhart, goes up and under, shot short. Rebound to go to Leatherman, and here comes Donovan West. Leatherman across the timeline, crosses over with 10 seconds to go. Kicks it right side of the floor to Gladhart, and now Donovan West can dribble it out. Foster, though, puts up a 15-footer. It's short, and Yates will just throw it to the other end. Her shot's no good. That's it. Final score tonight, Donovan West, 57. Valley Falls, 34. Go ahead and take our post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll go through our stats to pick our player of the game here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Happy Monday, Friday, Tyler.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Anderson Meats in Troy, located south on Last Chance Road, wants to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season and to say thank you for your past business. They look forward to serving you again in 2022. Anderson Meats is planning to expand their operation to include retail sales, so be listening for details. They're currently taking appointments for your meat processing for spring. Call or stop by at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Valley Falls High School. Final score of our girls' game tonight, Donovan West improves to 5-1 on the year, a 57-34 victory as Valley Falls drops to 3-3. Well, this game was basically Donovan West from the start. The Mustangs led by 8 after the first quarter, by 10 at halftime, pushed their lead to 21 after 3, and go on for the big win, 57-34. Statistics brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Valley Falls. 20 turnovers tonight. That was the number. 5 3-pointers, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And they were led in scoring by Emma Montgomery, who had 8. Corey Kirkwood with 6, 4 apiece for Lauren Brown. Lillian Darvo, Sierra Steinlicht, 3 for Renee Myers, Michaela Yates, and 2 for Peyton Lockhart. So again, Valley Falls is 3-3. They will now take the holiday break. Donovan West, meanwhile, 14 turnovers. That's something that Coach Perry Smith is not going to be happy about. They did hit 6 threes. All of those were in the first half. Free throw shooting, 9 of 17 was Donovan West. That's something that they can definitely work on. They were led in scoring by Jaden Taylor, who had a career night, 23 points, 19 points in the first half alone. She had 4 three-pointers. Avery Weathersby, she added 18 points and was just 4 of 11 shooting from the free throw line. Kyra Johnson with 8. Claire Cole had 6 and 2 for Sydney Smith. So Donovan West again 5-1 on the year. And again, they will take the holiday break. One more thing to do, that's to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And I think we got a pretty easy decision tonight. Jaden Taylor, she was lights out. You got Donovan West off to that great start. Finishes with 23 points, 4 three-pointers. So Jaden Taylor, she will be our player of the game. The Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big win for Donovan West tonight, 57-34 the final. Guys, game to go here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in about 4 minutes about 5 minutes or so and get you set for the action. So with the final score again in the girls' game, Donovan West 57, Valley Falls 34. So we'll take that break, then we'll come back, get you set for the boys' game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.